Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Joe, the Commodores, before we get into that whole deal, watching the Arizona Cardinals, I'm sure you felt very happy for former Vanderbilt assistants Ken Wisenhunt and Jeff Rutledge.
Well, I sure did. It was hard not to think about them during the course of that game and how far they have come. And I think Ken Wisenhunt has certainly established himself as one of the, you know, the true young up and coming you know, great coaches in this league. It was interesting listening to that broadcast, and you could tell Troy Aikman was kind of in the same mindset as Coach Wisenhunt was on a lot of plays, because he really backed him up on a lot of decisions, and you know, his going for it on fourth down on a couple of occasions, and it really, really happy. And I thought about Jeff and what all he went through and has been through, you know, physically as well as career-wise, and to be a part of all this is just terrific.
Yeah, near fatal car accident, and yep. Jeff, one of our favorite people as well. All right, to Hoops, the doors were in command, Joe, for about the first 10 minutes in Starkville, and Vanderbilt simply did not take very good care of the ball, committing 17 turnovers, which resulted in 19 points for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Kevin afterwards talked to us and said, you know, he really was disappointed with the lack of intelligence, for lack of a better word, basketball IQ that his team played with. They made a lot of mistakes that really just, you know, tried to force some passes into places where they had no chance of getting through, tried to rush some shots that they maybe didn't necessarily need at the time. And, you know, maybe got caught up in the atmosphere a little bit on a couple of occasions. Picked up some fouls that really hurt. You know, and if you remember that first half, they had Jarvis Venato with two fouls in the first 4.5 minutes of the game, and he had to sit out the entire rest of the first half. So you had a great opportunity to make some hay there. Unfortunately for Vanderbilt, both Jermaine Beal and A.J. Ogilvie picked up second fouls, you know, a little over midway through the first half, that forced Kevin to take them out as well. And so they really lost a really good opportunity there to maybe do some damage. And then in the second half, you know, Vanderbilt comes out and shoots 55%, which is terrific, but Mississippi State shoots 63. And now a couple of those were some rainbow three-pointers by Rayburn Johnson, but there were some defensive breakdowns that I think Kevin also alluded to as far as that basketball IQ was concerned. So, you know, they're going to have to play smarter. They played hard. They did a lot of good things, but they're going to have to play smarter basketball to be more successful.
Boy, I was really impressed with DeBost, the point guard for Mississippi State. You know, just you know, might be one of the big surprises in the conference this season.
Reminds you a lot of Devin Downey with how fast yep. he is, how well he handles the basketball. Maybe he doesn't shoot quite as well from the perimeter as Downey does at this point anyway. But boy, he is lightning fast.
Different player than Jamont Gordon, who might be a better outside shooter. But you know, Bost is really more of a pure point guard.
No question. And it was interesting during the course of that game, about early second half, I guess, during one of the timeouts, one of the game officials, one of the referees, looked at me during one of the timeouts and just kind of took a big deep breath and pointed up and down the court because they were running them ragged, you know, in that game. And Mississippi State gets back in transition about as quick as anybody we've seen. And now I think Vanderbilt might have surprised them a little bit in the game, in that we really looked to push the ball ourselves and maybe caught them napping a few times. I'm not sure they were expecting that. So the pace was pretty frenetic for a big part of that game.
And Joe, the Vandy women at LSU, 75-67. They're 3-0 in the SEC, but great performances out of Christina Worth and Chanel Chisholm.
Yeah, we got to get Christina going in the first half. You know, in the past couple of games, she's had I don't think she scored at all against Tennessee. Had 2 points against LSU, and in the second half, she makes adjustments and really pours it on. But it's a really balanced team that Melanie has, and you know, you look at games where they're scoring in the 70s and have five players in double figures. I think that bodes well for them, that teams just cannot key on Christina or maybe on, you know, one other player. They've really got to focus on the entire offense. And as long as they can maintain that balance, they have a chance to really have a lot of success. I'm really glad, you know, this was the first real week that people began to talk about, okay, you know, Vanderbilt's preseason pick to win the conference. Let's see how they handle Tennessee. They've lost to them 16 straight times. Well, they took care of that. And then you had to deal with the letdown, coming back home against a good LSU team, though young. They handled that. So I would think Melanie's very pleased right now.
This is going to be a very interesting conference. The winner might have three losses or four losses by the end of the year. You've got an up-and-coming Florida team. You've got a much better Auburn team. You just got a lot of balance. Arkansas is dangerous. So this is going to be a very interesting season.
Road games are going to be very difficult this year. Any road win is going to be a good one. That's why, you know, Vanderbilt opening up at Alabama, now that's a team they've really kind of dominated in recent years. To go ahead and get a win on the road to get started is a big plus.
Great, Joe. Thanks a lot. Speak to you again tomorrow.
See you guys. Thanks.